and welcome to another episode of Founder's Journey. I'm your host, Josh Pigford, founder of Baremetrics. This week, we are going to talk about startup culture, which is kind of this like voodoo word that conjures up, you know, all sorts of weird feelings and things. And most people think it's different things. You know, ask 10 people what culture is and you'll get 10 totally different answers. But this week isn't so much about culture itself as far as, it's more around writing what I would call like a culture manifesto, which is kind of a buzzword thing, but like, you know, kind of, it sums it up. So when I hear the words company culture, my gut reaction is like to sort of contort my face and not really know what to do except to like stick my tongue out and try to like clean the word off of my mouth or off of my tongue. And it's one of those like buzz phrases that gets thrown around without anyone knowing what it actually means. But as our team has grown and my role has changed, kind of going from a maker to more of a manager, I've been able to step back and spend more time looking at the big picture. So as I began to look at what other companies and founders had to say on the topic, I decided it'd be a healthy exercise to actually try to define what culture means for us at Baremetrics. And what resulted was a document that has become a cornerstone in how our company approaches building everything from our team to the product itself. And so what I put together isn't some like 50-page document full of fluff and corporate jargon. It's just 2 pages, just under 500 words. And it lays out what drives us and how that trickles down to things like values and goals. So what I've realized is that culture, the word, is still kind of ambiguous in that it can and should mean different things at different companies. Culture really is just the sum of all the parts. It's not diversity or location or pay or benefits. It's really all of those things and more. Culture is a stew of sorts, and everyone's will taste different. And while it is a bit ambiguous, it's still crucially important as it's what ultimately drives your company. So defining what it means at your company puts everyone on the same page, gives everyone these guiding principles for decision making. So we're going to take a look at what a culture document should or could look like for your company, and I'll walk you through ours, which you're free to copy and use as you'd like at your own company. Just remember that your company's culture will be, at least in part, different from ours. So I suggest making it your own. So first up is the mission. And the mission is the engine behind it all. It's the North Star. It's what guides everyone down the same path. The mission isn't a milestone. It's not a feature. It's not a goal. It's not something to be achieved. When defining your mission, think far outside of where you're currently at. This is the big picture thinking here that early on can kind of be hard to do, but I think it's a really great exercise because it helps you think further outside of the like next month. So as an example, Baremetrics' mission is to equip businesses with the tools they need to grow. So everything we do needs to positively answer the question, does this help businesses grow? And that drives all product decisions, all marketing decisions, and even the people that we bring onto our team. Next, you need a set of shared values and principles. These are the things that it will take for you to accomplish your mission day in and day out. And values are non-negotiable. So every single person needs to embody the values, or the mission becomes harder, if not impossible, to accomplish. So values are probably more in line with the things you probably think of when you that define the surface of the culture of a company. So here are our set of values and principles. So first up is to be entrepreneurial. So think like an entrepreneur, make decisions like an entrepreneur. Most of the people on our team have in some capacity been an entrepreneur. They've started, they're starters, right? It's like they want to make things, they want to start new things and not necessarily just follow the pack. So I would say that's pretty core for us. Next up is constraints bring out creativity. So whether it's deadlines, money, technology, we embrace the constraints that we have and then we use them to fuel creative decisions. Next is a high bar for quality. So we try to sweat the details. Our bar for quality borders perfectionism, and the result over obsessing over the small parts is the whole becomes exponentially stronger. Next is a relentless focus on success. So the only way the businesses we serve can succeed is if we succeed. And last is a strong sense of purpose. So we're here to make a difference, and that purpose drives us each day to make our product better and to provide a better place to work. And the next up, the next section here in your culture manifesto here is the team. So your company is driven by the mission. The mission is driven by the values, and the values are embodied by your team. So Patrick Lencioni's Five Dysfunctions of a Team presents this model of five things that cause teams to break down. And you kind of want to avoid, you know, things that cause your team to break down. And those, so those five things are an inattention to results, the avoidance of accountability, a lack of commitment, fear of conflict, and absence of trust. So using that model as a guide, we essentially have the inverse of those things as a way to put some parameters on our team dynamic. So first is creating an environment of trust. So it's hard to be vulnerable. And unless we create an environment of trust, we won't take risks. Asking for help and then admitting mistakes resolves problems a lot more quickly. Two is to have a healthy conflict. So it's important that everyone feels safe to disagree. So it hurts the company and the mission to never push each other to make better decisions. Three is to commit to decisions. So once a decision is made, the team commits to support it fully. We don't have like half the people are on board with it. The other half are kind of like, meh, whatever. I'm not down with that. Like we need everybody to commit to the decisions. And then as a follow-up to that is accountability to decisions. So we've committed to a decision. We need to then be accountable for it. So we're accountable to the decisions, the deadlines, and the commitments themselves. So our decisions affect other people on the team, our customers, et cetera. And we are each responsible for owning what we commit to. And then last is to focus on the results. So we are measured by our output, not our input. Just putting in a bunch of time doesn't somehow mean that you'll get results. Instead, the output is what matters. The process matters a whole lot more than the product of that process. So the results are a measure of our success. And finally, this final section in our Baremetrics culture manifesto is a small people section, not a section of small people or a section for small people. It's the section itself is small. Okay. So I'll let this section kind of wrap things up. So without people, our company can't exist. Our team can't exist. The businesses we serve can't exist. Yes, we're on a mission. We hold that mission in high regard, and everything we do is influenced by that mission. But that mission shouldn't mask the people. If we haven't served the people well, then we haven't really served at all. So don't lose sight of that. That's all for this week. So if you know, you like business or have a business, then you should check out Baremetrics. We actually just announced last week that in addition to Stripe, we now support Braintree and Recurly. So if you have a subscription business, you should come check us out. We can probably help you out. That's baremetrics.com. And I think that's all for this week. Oh, a rating. If you go to iTunes and give us a, you know, a 1 to 5 star rating, that'd be helpful. A 5 star rating is a lot more helpful than a 1, but you know, you should be honest. Okay, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening, and peace out.